at this point, we're looking at 17 Republicans and 13 Democrats, and while that obviously still leaves the Republicans in control, they've lost four of their members, and so they no longer can afford to just do whatever the heck they please and lose a few of their own members off of one end or the other. It means the caucus needs to hang together, or perhaps the more moderate members of the Republican caucus will be cutting coalitions with the Democrats. And so it's going to be, I think, a much more moderate Senate than it's been the past 2 to 4 years.
What about the House? How does that look? Republicans lost some seats there, too, but not enough to change much of the balance of power.
Not really. I mean, there are currently 40 Republicans in the House. That's going to go down to 36 or perhaps even as low as 34, depending on two races that are still outstanding today. The Republicans maintain control. No real change in leadership. Andy Tobin from Paulden is going to remain the speaker. He is somebody that I think most of the Republicans get along with. They see him as a good deal maker. They see him as a strong leader. Tobin's big emphasis has always been economic development. It was the House last time that pushed through many of the tax breaks, the reduction in business personal property taxes, other things. And the House has always been very strong on the issue of the idea that if you lower taxes, you lower the marginal tax rate for business and individuals, you will spur economic development, and then you go ahead and all boats rise. So I think that's going to be the priority there, and that, again, no change in the House leadership basically means it'll be more of the same.
Looking at the leadership in both houses, does it tell you anything about the nature of the debate we're going to be seeing coming up in the next session?
Well, the one thing we probably won't be seeing a lot of is immigration. Some of that, of course, disappeared with the recall of Russell Pierce, but a lot of the people who are in leadership, like John McComish, who's the majority leader in the Senate, like Adam Driggs, who's the majority whip, were people who voted against some of these immigration bills even when Pierce was there. And so I think the belief is, look, this is all very nice, and it's certainly good for you know firing up the very conservative base, they recognize, I think, the same thing that we saw in the presidential race. The issue is the economy and jobs, and everything else is really irrelevant at this point. Part of the big unknown is we have many, many new members, and while some of them certainly will fall in line with what leadership wants, every time we get new members, they bring in their own priorities. And so my guess is that when you and I are talking at the end of the session, April or May, we will find there are certain things that have risen to the top that we didn't expect in the first place.